Florida GOP wins include the gubernatorial race, the cabinet, particularly the attorney general's race, and gaining a supermajority in the Florida House after several Democrats lost some seats.
We got beat. And we got beat across the nation. We got beat in Florida.
That's Florida Democratic Party Chair Allison Tant.
But I'm proud of the race we ran. I mean, do I want a different outcome? Yes. Do I take responsibility for this outcome? Of course. But we built a really good machine. We built a good race car, and we're going to keep it going. We're going to deep dive into what happened with, you know, who didn't show up to vote and take corrective measures.
As for Republican Party of Florida Chair Leslie Dewar, she's celebrating her party's wins.
The voters spoke that they wanted to bring into Republican principles. So, you know, they elected Republicans in a lot of races more than I think people anticipated.
And she says she's now looking toward 2016.
So as the voters set the message by wanting, you know, conservative Republicans in office to manage the business of the entire state, we're going to continue that for 2016 and make sure that we continue the same course of action when we get into the presidential election. You know, electing Republicans where we want to or reelecting them. And let the voters decide.
Of course, the GOP did have a few losses, including Democrat Gwen Graham unseating two-term Republican incumbent Congressman Steve Sutherland in the North Florida District. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.